We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
This is NoBS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1579. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome! Welcome to Monday, football day after. And I'm a Giants football fan, and you know what happened yesterday, right? Anyway, let me just go on to the show and simply say, this is a show where I answer a question from someone who the in-house recruiter won't submit them to the hiring manager. Oh, the horrors. What can they do? Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you listen to the show, give it a great review. iHeartRadio even. And I'll just simply say there's information at the end of the show about additional services that I offer that can be of help. And with that, let us get going, okay? Today I want to talk with you about a situation that someone wrote to me about, where we talk about what they can do. And the question is actually, what can I do if an in-house recruiter says they were uncomfortable submitting me for a job? In other words, this person has applied and has been interviewed, and the recruiter doesn't want to take it any further. I hope you find this show helpful. Please give it 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. And if we aren't connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Now, coming to the question, the mystery here is why? What happened during the interview with the in-house recruiter that makes them want to shut the door to you and not submit you any further? So that's the mystery question that has to be addressed. So I would have responded by saying, how come? Just that simply, how come? And thus make them talk about what it was in your background that they saw as being deficient. Now, your response can't be to be critical of it. But I told you about this. I told you. No, you can't do it that way. You can't act like a lunatic. You can't act defensively. What you can say is, oh, let me just go into that a little bit more so you can get a full picture of my background. Now, if you did go into a little bit more during your conversation with them and they're judging as being insufficient, that's on you. You didn't do a good enough job to demonstrate your fit for the role. They did their job. You can't convert them into a fan just because you want to go further. You have to understand, interviewing is a process for evaluating and assessing people for their qualifications. And I hate this part of it, fit. I don't believe organizations are equipped to fit, but I've written and podcasted and blogged about that for years. But minimally, they're there to evaluate for your qualifications. Now, if they turn around and say, your resume doesn't really show the skills that we're looking for, what skills are those? Great. Let me update my resume to give you the best information possible. And after that, if you feel the same way, I respect that choice. So what you're doing is trying to get what it is that they're looking for in your background, so that in this way you can always enhance, and by that I don't mean lie, enhance how you describe yourself in the resume, in your cover letter, in your interview, to give them the best information that they can receive. And if at that point it's not good enough, you just weren't qualified. Accept it. You just aren't qualified for the job. And you might just follow up by saying, what were you looking for? What depth of experience were you trying to find in me or in someone for this role. And they may say, well, we actually have a finalist here who's going in which case you got there too late. But the reality is you didn't do a good enough job to demonstrate your qualifications for the role. They're being kind enough to tell you that instead of stringing you along. Try and draw out of them where the insufficiency is so that in this way you can turn around and either if it's an interview, tell them more about it. If it's in your resume, enhance your resume to indicate what your background is that's relevant to them and move on from there.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 6,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information with a focus on interviewing. If you decide to take the lifetime membership at the site, it's $299 currently, but that's the price of a coaching session or an hour of coaching from me, and I'll be giving that to you if you join with a lifetime membership. Have a few questions? Contact me through the Magnify app for iOS or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, scheduling in time for Magnify or Presto Experts. Speak with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help you with a salary negotiation or my trusted advisor services, and much, much more. Like you, I don't work for free. I do charge for what I do. You can take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands and thousands of courses, not just simply mine, on a host of different subjects that can help you in many different ways. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 250 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in at this point. So I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
Ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the DC area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
Why do millions of Americans choose to sleep on Boll & Branch sheets? Is it the 100% organic cotton? Is it that they get softer and softer over time? Customers can't stop raving about these sheets, and there's no better time to try them for yourself or give them to someone you love. Right now, Boll & Branch is offering their best deals of the year, and you can get their incredibly soft sheets at incredibly low prices. Just go to BollandBranch.com to shop their best deals today. That's BollandBranch.com today. See site for details.